Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Friday evening prayer time. In our church, we often light a candle on the dais or the altar table during services. And in normal times, though not at present, candles are available in the chapel for people to light if they wish to when they come in to pray. Some people find that burning a candle is helpful, as it is a metaphor for their prayers rising to God. For others, it is a reminder of Jesus' words, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." This is from John chapter 8, verse 12. The image of God as a light in our life is a very powerful one. If we walk into a dark room, even one which is familiar to us, we might be afraid that we could trip over something or walk into an obstacle someone else has left there. By switching on a light, we can very quickly be reassured and feel much more secure, even in a strange place. The light of God in our lives can give us a sense of direction or reassurance when we are not sure where we are going. The image of Jesus as the light of the world seems to me to have been particularly appropriate in the last few months, when so many people have been living in circumstances which have impacted on and restricted their normal lives. Jesus, our light in dark times. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, light of the world, lead us in your way. We thank you, living Christ, that you shine a torch on our path to guide us each step of the way. We look to you. Teach us to listen to your voice and open our eyes to see the way in which you are leading us. Help us to focus on those things which you would have us see and do, and not do, and not to be distracted by things which need not concern us. Jesus Christ, light of the world, guide us on our way. We thank you, living Christ, for sunlight which makes things grow, food to nourish us, flowers to brighten our gardens and beautify our surroundings. We pray that you will shine your light in our lives so that we may grow closer to you. Strengthen our faith and deepen our knowledge of you as we allow you to work in our lives. Jesus Christ, light of the world, help us to grow closer to you. Loving God, as the light of Jesus shines in our lives, we know that it also shows up those things which we prefer to keep hidden. Give us the courage to open our eyes and admit to those things which we are ashamed of, knowing that your forgiveness is free and available to us all. Jesus Christ, light of the world, forgive us and heal us. Jesus Christ, light of the world, your light shines brightly and casts shadows in those dark places where we do not always wish to go. There are troubles in this world we would prefer not to see because we feel powerless to do anything about them. We pray for people whose lives have been devastated by the actions of others, innocent victims of war, those who are victims of crime. We pray too for those who suffer from ill health or disabling health conditions. We pray that they may receive appropriate support so that they can lead fulfilling lives. Jesus Christ, light of the world, show us all how best to help one another. The Gospels also speak of our responsibility to be a light in the world, to lead others to God. In St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." And so we pray. There are times, loving God, when the responsibility of being your light in the world feels too heavy, and we don't feel capable of doing this. We pray for your guidance to show each of us the particular plans you have for us, our role in your kingdom. Light in our world comes from many and varied sources: searchlights, street lights, electric light, and candles in our homes. In total darkness, even the light from a match can shine brightly. And sometimes a low light is more effective than a floodlight. Loving God, help us not to compare our lives and responsibilities with others, but to look to you to find out what you are calling us to do. We ask all our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Christ is the world's light, Christ and none other. Born in our darkness, he became our brother. If we have seen him, we have seen the Father. Glory to God on high. You can find this hymn on YouTube. The references are in the written version of the prayers. There are two versions that I've quoted. The first is congregational singing, and the second has some lovely photographs as a background. Maybe that you'd like to hear them both, or just choose the one that suits you. I wish you all a very good night. Amen.